Montazeri's impact on Iran extended beyond politics. Seruz Farivar reports that the Grand Ayatollah was also a forward thinker when it came to using the internet.
Ayatollah Montazeri looked like a man from another age. He wore centuries-old style cloaks, a turban, and a long beard. He studied and restudied the Quran and wrote his own opinions. Montazeri's political and religious theories became the foundation of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Scholars often speak about him in superlatives.
I think of Ayatollah Montazeri as the most important political philosopher of Shiites in the 20th century.
Professor Ahmad Sadri teaches sociology at Lake Forest College in Illinois. He compares Montazeri with 17th century English philosopher Thomas Hobbes for having created the backbone for an authoritarian divine government. Professor Sadri also finds a connection between Montazeri and another English philosopher, John Locke, for explaining the modern relationship between a legitimate government and the citizenry. But here's one of the most surprising things about him. Nader Entisar, of the University of South Alabama, says Montazeri didn't just bury his nose in century-old texts.
He was one of the early major Ayatollahs who began to use the internet as a major source of dissemination of his ideas. Nowadays, almost every single Grand Ayatollah has his website.
Professor Entisar points out that Montazeri was grounded in modernity. In fact, Montazeri published a 600-page memoir on his website in December 2000. The document was largely an insider account of his role during the Iran-Iraq War and his disagreements with the first supreme leader, Ayatollah Khomeini. In response, says Professor Entisar, government officials created a fake website with a slightly different web address to confuse Montazeri's followers.
They did it a number of times, actually, ultimately they gave it up because it was very clear to everybody that you could distinguish between the real website and the fake website.
In fact, Iranian authorities learned a few things about the power of the internet from Montazeri. After all, says Stanford University's Abbas Milani, Montazeri was a pioneer.
He was very early advocate of not just the use of internet for his own purposes, but the use of it in the seminaries and insisting that the clergy must become aware of what is happening around the world and use the technologies that are developing.
Indeed, the Islamic Republic has gotten increasingly web-savvy during the past several years. It has imprisoned many bloggers and has countered their writings with pro-regime blogs of its own, including one by President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Even the Supreme Leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, has his own website. It's available in 13 languages, including Indonesian, Chinese, and Hausa. The Supreme Leader even used his Twitter account yesterday to send out a message of condolence about the passing of Ayatollah Montazeri. For The World, I'm Seruz Farivar in Oakland, California.